Wow. My name is Nisi, and I'm an addict. First of all, I would like to thank the program committee for, I ain't going to say taking a risk, because I done been around for a few 24 hours. And I ain't a risk no more. But I would like to thank the program committee for giving me an opportunity to make me think that what I got to say can help somebody else. My topic is showing up for life. And when I got a phone call about, first of all, doing a workshop, I was like, And then I didn't realize I was the second half of him. And I was like, And then somebody told me that God was orchestrating everything. I need to tell y'all how with 26 years, I'm still showing up for life in spite of me. I have gotten married and divorced in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I have filed bankruptcy 3 times in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And you can run till that. I have lost all my grandparents since being in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. My child lost his mind since being in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I had to make a decision to send him to his father, who is a man and can help him be more of one. See, I got talked about, and you ain't kind of mother, and you abandoning your child. But what I know today, as a direct result of Narcotics Anonymous and showing up a day at a time, moments at a time, hanging on with claw marks at a time, my son is a better man. I need to thank my predecessors. I was talking to my sponsor earlier today, and I was down in the main ballroom, and she had gone outside to take a puff of that fake cigarette. And I looked at the banners across the wall. And I didn't have my glasses on, so I had to get up and walk to the banners because I wanted to see where I came, when I started. I was at the second convention, which was held in Crystal City at the Stouffer's Hotel. They don't even make Stouffer's Hotels anymore. And we were the hotel. Showing up for life, I'm still here. You know, every workshop I've been into this weekend has been a showing up for life leading me to here. I need to thank Carmelita. And Doreen. And Tina T. And Marsha, and William, and Henry, and Ricky, and Get Better B. Happy Harold. I need to thank those predecessors for not giving up on a crazy ass dope fiend like me. I need to tell y'all that 20 years clean, I was sitting in my room with a pistol in my hand, and I was ready to go. And I remember sharing this in meetings, and people pat me on my back and tell me, oh, girl, you're going to be all right, and left me sitting there. You know, we worry too much about your feelings. When the literature tells us our feelings are out to kill us. It wasn't keep it simple, sweetheart, when I came around. It was keep it simple, stupid. It was, oh, baby, don't say that. It was sit your down and shut the up. Now, I remember going to the N.A. dances and wandering off, and they came and got me. They told me, we come together, we leave together. They told me I could not go to the front of the room to get coffee after the meeting started because that's what we do. They told me if I didn't have it before the meeting started, I wasn't getting it till after it was over. Showing up for life. At 26 years, oftentimes, I think I have nothing else to give. At 26 years, I think that that's it and that's all. And I remember my milestones. I remember my 5 years. I remember my 10. I remember my 15. I remember my 20. And let me tell you all about the 20 year with the gun in my hand and stuff. I was talking to a friend of mine at that time. And she was getting on my nerves on the phone, so I hung up on her. You know, Nisha, I'm going to do that. Yes, I am. Getting her phone, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff. So a few minutes later, about 15, 20 minutes later, I hear her. I said, oh, no, this heifer didn't come to my house. So I look in the hole. Yes, can I help you? And I hear, it's the police. Yes, what do you want? It's the police. So I opened the door with the chain on it. I said, yes. May we come in? No. And then two more walked up. And they was about this big. And I said, maybe I better let them in. And they said, do you know so-and-so? And I said, oh, no, she did not. And I said, uh-huh, I know her. She said, we got a call, and she wanted us to do a safety check on you. I said, you got any weapons? I said, mm-hmm. And they wanted to know if I was okay and that they had gotten a report that I was going to harm myself. And, you know, we all got issues with the police. I got a history with the police and all that. But one of the officers told me that somebody cared enough about you at your darkest point in time to pick up the phone because they couldn't get here fast enough, but they wanted to make sure you're okay. And that was a member of Narcotics Anonymous. Of course, after they left, I got in my car and I was going to go, all right. But I didn't. And I thanked her and continue to thank her today for being there for me when I couldn't be for myself. Let me tell y'all, showing up for life is hard for me. 30 years later, I went back to school in 2012. My ass is old. I know I don't look like it though, do I? I'm sitting in class with kids that are my son's age. I'm writing with a pencil, trying to take notes, and they like this. You know, and then I look and they Facebooking and everything else, but still doing like this. Can you hold on? Repeat that word again. showing up for life. I was scared to go back to school. My using kept me from finishing. See, I went to college. Right? I went to college when I was 16 years old. But because I made choices, I ain't never finished. Went for 5 years and I ain't never finished. And I can share that today. See, showing up for life. See, when I came in here 5 years clean, I need to tell y'all, I got locked up again. Because the predecessors told me, Niece, you can't do that clean. And I said, are you sure? And they said, Niece, you can't do that clean. I said, are you sure? Because there's a place in our literature that talks about we can go to jail clean. And see, I saw that, but they wasn't talking about me. So 5 years clean, I got locked up again. Only to come back in the rooms, and they were like this. And in spite of all of that, I still didn't find it necessary to use, even if I wanted to. See, this program has afforded me some stuff. And I ain't talking about things. I'm talking about some spiritual things. I'm talking about at 26 years, my journey is changing. I'm talking about at 26 years, I got my first, and I'm going to call them what they called us, pigeon, yesterday. And I remember asking Carmelina, why y'all call us pigeons? And they said, because y'all shit all over the place. See, I have a friend of mine that, out of, you know, for the last however many years, she's been getting on my damn nerves, told me, you need smiles of people. You need smiles of people. And I always said no. And I think it came, yes, came out of my mouth yesterday before I realized what I had said. But I'm honored. And I'm going to give it like it was given to me. Showing up for life. Now, I told y'all about the bankruptcies. See, the first two, I ain't had to pay for. See, the third time I wanted to file, they said, oh, Heifer, you're going to have to pay this off. $500 a month for 3 years. It's paid. I got a couple credit cards, not many, just a couple, that ain't maxed out. I got one that I can get cash off. See, that's what I used to do, go get cash. And I don't do that no more. My bills are paid. See, I can come to the convention. Because my rent paid, my lights working, cable, car. I ain't got to worry about, oh, hell, how am I going to pay my rent when I get back home? But I know none of y'all in this room know what I'm talking about. Showing up for life. Finding out I have some health issues. Most recently, that scared me. And having the courage to change, to let people know where I was at so they could walk me through. Showing up for life is calling a friend of mine. And that's all I'm going to say. And y'all can run and tell this too. I had an accident at work a couple of weeks ago. And you figure out what kind of accident it was, okay? Now, mind you, I said I'm old, so it ain't that kind of accident. So I went in my office. No, I went in my car and I was like, hello. And she answered the phone and said, what? I said, I had an accident. She said, how's the car? I said, the car fine. What the fuck are you talking about? She said, why are you whispering? I said, I don't want nobody to know. She said, baby, go home. tell your boss that you got to go home for a minute, and then do what you got to do and come on back. I said, okay, can you hold on the phone while I go tell him that? And she said, yes. And I went home and changed my clothes and came back. And I can't believe I just told y'all that, showing them for life. See, they told me that I had to come in here and expose myself. See, they told me I had to take off the makeup, the jewelry, the clothes. You know, I got to get butt ball naked is what they told me. They told me I got to let you know who the hell exactly I am. You know, I got to let you know that 5 years clean, I was still walking around here passing paper. That's why I got locked up again. I got to let you know that my son that's my heart, his name Isaiah, by the grace, because he got a mama and a daddy that dope fiends. He got grandmamas and uncles and aunts and cousins and nephews that are dope fiends. And just for the day, by the grace, he ain't made that choice yet. And notice I say yet, because it ain't over. You know, he got in trouble his first semester at school showing up for life. And they told me I couldn't do a damn thing about it. First of all, he was in Michigan. Why he went the hell way out there, I don't know. But they told me, Nish, you can't, that ain't yours. You know, because I was going to write him a letter on my company stationery, and I was going to fix this, and I was going to fly here, and I was going to get a lawyer. And they told me, no, you can't. And as hard as it was, I didn't. Showing up for life. They told me, I'm telling y'all, see, the stuff that kept me coming was keep it simple, stupid. Bring your ass, your mind will follow. Don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens. See, them slogans kept me clean. We don't hear a lot of that no more. We had one piece of literature when I got here. That was the basic text. One piece of literature. We relied on another fellowship for a lot of stuff because we were small. But now we can't even talk about the other fellowship. Them predecessors told me if I ain't talk about it, I'm doomed to repeat it. Showing up for life. Being okay inside my own skin all by my damn self. You know, and it's amazing how the more you stay here, you hear people's story and you hear people share, and you look in the mirror and that's you. I didn't know I had low self-esteem. I really didn't think that I really cared about what you thought of me. I was gonna fix everything. On my job, I was a fixer. Guess what? God took that job from me. I called one of my coworkers a simple mother. And I didn't get fired. Didn't get fired, but I did get suspended, and they took my supervisory position away from me, and I quit. But you know, it is very awkward now because the job I have, I'm just an employee. I ain't fixing stuff. I ain't going to get birthday cards. I ain't going to plan luncheons. I'm just, somebody said, something need to be done. I said, uh-huh, sure do. Showing up for life. It's okay for me to say no. And whether you like it or not, ain't none of my business. See, they told me a long time ago, your opinion of me ain't none of my business. What you think of me, don't make me shit. It's yours. Keep it. Have it. It's yours. Showing up for life. In 26 years, even though I've wanted to often and have used other things, I ain't finding necessary to use no dope, take a drink, pop a pill that wasn't prescription for my health reasons, and they're not being abused. And I ain't trying to sell none of them. Not that anybody would want any anyway, but still. Because, see, I know how to eat to my feelings. I know how to screw to my feelings. I know how to shop to my feelings. I know how to spend to my feelings. I know how to spend all your money to my feelings and somebody else's money to my feelings. I know how to be in chaos and confusion to my feelings, showing up for life. They told me no matter what, no matter what, don't use. And I done been close, y'all, but I haven't found the necessary to use. Showing up for life in the midst of a storm. I remember Doreen telling us just to rock through it. You know, just rock. Just rock through it. Just rock. We coming out on the other side. Baby, just hold on. Just hold on. Somebody called me a predecessor the other day, and I almost doo-doo to my pants. I do not want that responsibility. And then they told me, you ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice. I'm saying. Okay. Showing up for life. As long as I don't use, I can do anything, go anywhere, accomplish anything. Oh, yeah, let me tell y'all. I just registered for the fall semester. And after the fall semester, God willing, and I don't kill myself, and I don't mean literally, I mean just in terms of the work, May 2015, I'll be walking across the stage. Years later. And then because I've had to borrow all this money to go now, I'm going to stay in school forever, so I'll never have to pay it back. Showing up life. Hey, I ain't used no dope. I ain't stole nothing from nobody. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't been malicious. Showing up for life. So in closing, I don't know why this has been on my mind today, and I'll try and do my best. But I just need to thank Narcotics Anonymous. Because I never could have made it. Never could have made it without you. I was so lost, you know, but now I see what you've done for me. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. Never could have made it. Never could have made it without NA. Thanks for letting me share.